Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. We begin in Pakistan this morning, where the death toll stands at least 18. A bomb blast yesterday destroyed part of a luxury hotel in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. And two foreign nationals working for the United Nations are among the dead. Chris Morris is the BBC's South Asia correspondent. He joins us from Islamabad with the latest. Chris, first of all, the aftermath of this bombing, what are we learning?
Well, it was directed against what was a very symbolic target. I think that's the main thing. This was the most prominent hotel in Peshawar. It was a place where government dignitaries would go and stay, where any foreign aid workers, foreign diplomats venturing to Peshawar would go and stay. So it was certainly targeted for being a link between Peshawar and the outside world. What happened, and we've seen it now on CCTV footage released by the authorities, is that late last evening, a car drew up to a security barrier at the perimeter of the hotel. Shots were fired, and in the confusion, both the car and a truck behind it smashed through the barrier, and a few seconds later, you see a huge flash, the explosion, as the bomb hidden inside the truck, we believe, detonated right next to the hotel building.
Chris, we're seeing this battle playing out on two fronts almost. The Taliban seems to be focusing on these high-profile symbolic targets, whereas the Pakistani military in its offensive against the Taliban is focusing on a village-to-village kind of rollback. Is that what you're seeing?
Very much so. I mean, in the last couple of days, fighting has really spread across northwest Pakistan. There's been this big offensive, as you probably know, in the Swat Valley, where the military has been pushing the Taliban back. We've had reports in the last couple of days of more fighting in a place called Upper Deer, where helicopter gunships have been in action in support of a local militia. And then, intriguingly, in a place called Banu, which is next to Waziristan, a fairly famous name these days, a stronghold of the Taliban, and a place where many people suspect leaders of Al-Qaeda may have sought sanctuary. What's not clear is whether this new operation is a prelude to an operation inside Waziristan itself, something that certainly Pakistan's Western allies, in particular the U.S., would like to see, because they're worried that as more American troops in the U.S. surge move into Afghanistan, that if they're put under pressure, they'll simply come across the border into Pakistan. If they're under pressure here as well, that will be more difficult.
Well, following all the developments, Chris Morris, BBC South Asia correspondent, joining us. Thanks for that from Islamabad, Pakistan.